Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting second, the center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third, the left fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth, the catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball towards left. Robinson catches it and throws to second to double up Tillman, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Wilson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen has Wilson trapped. There's the throw to Martin and over to Ward, who tags Wilson for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Geiger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 0-for-2 in the game. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mantilla moves to second. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. Clinton moves to third. Two outs. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Earl Wilson. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mahias hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-3 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Peters scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ward strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clinton strikes out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Eddie Bresud pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.